think it's 14-13. Are you still loving it?
I love it more than ever. I was so disappointed when the flag dropped in Abu Dhabi and the season was over last year. But yeah, I think I've commentated on 231 races, somebody pointed out to me the other day, and I've started 158. And yeah, I've been in the comp box 14 years. This is my 15th year coming up. And so they've asked me to do a slightly different job.
Just outline for anyone who doesn't know, I'd find it absolutely astounding if they didn't, but tell us anyway, what are you going to be doing this year? Big new role for you.
It is, it's very exciting, and I'm ready for a new challenge. It's going to be tough. It's a different job to what I'm used to, being the expert witness, if you like. So I'll do it differently, and I'm really looking forward to it, to be the colour commentator. They broke the mould when Murray Walker was born. There will never be another Murray Walker, so everybody should stop looking for it. David Coulthard's joining me in the commentary box. Together, we know a lot about F1, but we've got to entertain as well as inform, and we're very aware of that. And I can't wait to get going. I'm so motivated by it. When BBC came to me with the idea, I was a bit sceptical. I thought, oh, I don't know. Is it the right time? Nobody's saying move over. Nobody's saying you're getting a bit towards the end of your life. But now David and I had a screen test. It went very well. It's dangerously close to having a proper job, which I never thought I'd have. But I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm super motivated now.
Are you going to start the first race with, go, go, go?
No.
I would love that, man. Fantastic.
A car behind the ones you meet.
Putting, if I was just at the breakfast table reading in the paper that Martin Brundle and David Coulthard are our commentators, I would be so excited, because you've got guys with, 700 races between them they've either raced in or watched. And I honestly can't think of two more better qualified people to front our coverage when the race starts. And I always say, you know, my bit beforehand is a load of waffle, really. Do a bit of walking around, do a bit of messing about, laugh at Eddie, laugh at DC, whatever we do. Then when the flag drops or the lights go out, it becomes really serious. And we've got a man who sat next to Murray Walker, Jonathan Ledger, and James Allen. The 50? No, this is 100. I'm going, I'm going all out here for you.
Christ.
No, he's done a great job, and I think, you know, having David Coulthard, the most successful recently retired British driver, alongside him, you know, we are going to have the absolute driver's perspective. But I think at the same time, you know, I think Martin's aware of the amount of pressure that comes with that job. I wouldn't want to do it, because, you know, the scrutiny on the F1 commentator is incredible, but I think if anyone can handle it, those two can.
When Martin walked into the paddock in 97 as a pundit, a commentating pundit, he had an F1 reputation.
Yeah.
When you walked into the paddock in...
I had no reputation.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
You had no racing reputation. You must have been quite scared by that prospect, because they're a horrible bunch.
Petrified.
Yeah.
Petrified. Yeah, I said earlier on, actually, I don't know whether any of you were here, but it got announced that I was the new presenter for Formula One at a press release on a Thursday morning, 11 o'clock, the press release went out, and my wife rang me at 11:30, and I thought she was going to ring up and say, oh, isn't it exciting? Everyone knows you're the new F1 presenter. She rang me in floods of tears, and she was crying, and she said, I've just been on the internet, and apparently you're going to be really rubbish at this Formula One. You're a lanky idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just from kids' telly. And I said, okay, don't worry, sweetheart. Where did you read that? On the BBC Sport website. And I was like, right, this could be quite tricky. But to be fair, you know, to Martin and all the others, they were brilliant. You know, they helped me through it. And I think I was lucky that I had two complete TV rookies alongside me. So they were relying on me to sort of guide them through, in David and Eddie. And the three of us love each other's company. You know, Eddie's the mad one, David's the sort of knowledgeable one, and Eddie's knowledge is there as well. But, you know, he's more renowned for his shirts and his jeans and things. I think
we'll come on to that in a minute.
Yeah, I bet we will. It's a good little lineup, and it's been great. And I absolutely love being the BBC's Formula One presenter. It's a real honour.